for that sweet dessert of your day, you've got the ice cream, the pie crust, the apples, and the sugar. What are you missing? Cinnamon. So here's your little dose of cinnamon now.
Oh, thank you so much once again, my handsome intro man. Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to another episode of Cinnamon Chronicles, my 14th episode. Wow. All I can say again is wow. I, of course, am Cinnamon, your crazy middle-aged lady talking about all this shit in this everyday life. So without further ado, let's get right to it. Oh, did someone say cocktails? I can actually say that I really didn't start drinking alcohol until my actually late teens in high school. My parents were really cool. They were really upfront with us about drinking. You know, my sisters and I never really ever seemed to hide shit like that because my parents always seemed to find out anyway. I don't know. I guess we were too popular in town or something. It was kind of fucking stupid. But I do know the very first time I tasted champagne. I was a young lady and I had a great aunt who happened to marry a very prominent man in the local town. And I remember them having champagne at their wedding reception. And I remember trying it at that time. And I thought, this is strange. Didn't really care for it. And I tried, you know, my dad used to drink Stroh's beer, and, you know, I think at one point I maybe smelled, I thought, you know, I remember the smell, and I remember how it tastes, and of course didn't like it. But my first, I do remember, you know, you'd always see on TV, when I was a kid, I'd always see on TV that, you know, people had wine with Thanksgiving dinner, and I'm like, why the fuck aren't we drinking, I didn't think this out loud, of course, at the time, but it's like, why the fuck aren't we drinking wine on Thanksgiving, and of course, decided one day, okay, we're going to do that. So we proceeded to have, I don't know what the fuck kind of wine was, and I know it was some Moog and David something stupid shit, but I remember trying that, and I'm like, ew, why the fuck would anybody want to drink this? So I, of course, knew, you know, I'm like, thankfully at that time, I didn't become that accustomed to alcohol, but I do remember trying at a younger age. But anyway, I started drinking when I was like in high school, and yeah, there were times when I get drunk, when I did get drunk, but you know, I tried to keep it, you know, kind of low key. But you know, once you get to be a senior and shit, you know, you gotta drink more. And my most memorable drugs, of course, probably were in my senior year. And one I remember particularly is I'd had my senior pictures taken, and I was out with my youngest sister one night, and we were drinking Bacardi 151, and I don't remember what the fuck we were mixing it with, but I just remember drinking. She drove me around, and I just remember getting very, very trashed. I think my head ended up hanging out, and I think I puked a streak down Main Street. I was sick. I was a sick girl. I was celebrating, man. I was about to be a senior. I was, you know, rocking it out. And I mean, long story short, I threw up. I ended up throwing up on the corduroy jacket that I actually was wearing, and Jesus, fucking stained it. And I think my parents were off doing something that weekend, but I remember waking up the next morning and my jacket was actually soaking in the fucking tub because I had spilled that shit on my jacket. It's like, what the fuck? Needless to say, I was never able to drink Bacardi ever again. Now, college, that's real where the fun really, really starts. You know, you drink a lot more in college than you do, you know, when you're in high school. Of course, you know, me, I was away from home, so I had a little bit more freedom. And mostly, damn it, you know, when I drank with my friends, I had the coolest car and the best stereo. So I was the one that always did the driving. I was always a DD. So, you know, I don't think I ever got lucky. But one of our favorite places to go drinking, it was when we were in Vincennes, and there was this place called White Oaks, and I don't know if it was a state forest or some kind of it was just really cool ass place, and we would go out to White Oaks and we would drink, and you know, we could listen to the music and we could be really, really loud and we could be really, really stupid, and you know, it was just a really, really, really freaking good time. But you know, I remember getting busted in college. You know, I was pretty clever. My sister actually gave me her driver's license when she updated her driver's license. So I had ID, and man, I went and bought alcohol for everybody. It was like, fuck. And of course, we smuggled it into our room, and we're trying to be clever, and I'm like, how can we do this? And you know, I happened to have a bowling ball. So we would take this fucking bowling bag out and buy a bunch of alcohol and fill it back up, and we would come back in, and I don't know, eventually they caught on to us, and me and my friend Kim, we were like, oh, fuck, you know, and yeah, but you know, luckily, you know, nothing really critical came out of it, but it was just a little, you know, we had figured out that we needed to be just a little bit more clever with how we're going to get the alcohol in. Of course, in honor of some of my friends from high school, I cannot talk about partying and forget the time that a bunch of us girls ended up renting a cabin at Lincoln State Park for the weekend and having some major partying going on. I remember this specifically because I laugh because there was a time we drank so much. And I mean, there were like, I know... You know, Sam and Jay girls, I know you remember this shit because we still talk about it, and I think we make reference to it quite a bit. We drank so much damn alcohol, and I just remember being out wandering in the woods and, you know, ended up falling. I fell down, and I fell asleep somewhere, and come to find out I'd fallen asleep in the middle of the fucking road, and it's like, holy shit, you know, I happened to wake up and drag my ass into the cabin and get myself into bed. But yeah, that's one of the memorable times that I had crazy ass shit. And it's funny because we relate it to the song Willie Nelson, On the Road Again, Just Can't Wait to Sleep on the Road Again. They laughed at me for the longest time about that. But you know what? It's okay. I laugh about it now because it's just crazy, some of the stupid shit we did. And, you know, in college, you know, you take chances in college that you really shouldn't, you know. But, you know, you do. And, you know, God brings you home safely. Thank the Lord he brings you home safely. But, you know, there were a few times I forgot while I parked my car and shit like that. But, you know, eventually I found it. But after, you know, there was a time, though, you know, when you get off campus, though, you can have your own parties at your house, you know. And those were different. We looked forward to those fucking parties, man. You know, because the group of people that I was in school with, you know, we, you know, as broadcasting students, we basically, you know, we did everything together. We did production together. We were in classes together. And, you know, even we were all working shifts, you know, at the radio station, at the television station. So we spent a lot of time together. So needless to say, of course, we're all going to end up fucking partying together, you know, of course. And of course, Lisa and I lived off campus. And, you know, some of the guys that lived kind of across the alley and upstairs an apartment in, you know, right off, God, I can't even think of that damn road. But anyway, we had parties, and, you know, the nice thing about having a party at your own house, fuck, when you get drunk, you know, you pass out, you go to your room, you just go to your room and lay down, or, you know, you can make out or do whatever the hell you want to do. But, you know, some of the things we used to do, and oh my God, this is just the most memorable night ever. There was a bunch of us, and we were always playing games, and one night we were playing spoons. And I don't know who all was there. I just, you know, when I closed my eyes, I remember Lisa and I, of course we were there. We were the hostesses, and James and Kevin and Ron, I don't know if you were there either. God, I don't even know if you guys are listening, but we were playing spoons. And you know, we were ruthless with spoons, and I remember that we were all doing this and playing this game of spoons, and You know, some of these bitches, you know, they grab spoons for everybody else, but I just remember getting down to the wire and getting down to a few spoons, and there were a few of them still in it. And I remember Lisa, you know, it got on her, and she just took her hands and she just grabbed the spoons, and of course she got one for herself, and there was one left, and the other one fell into her lap. And there was a moment of silence for just a split second, and then the next thing you know, guys are coming across the table into her fucking lap and grabbing at this spoon. And it was just a madhouse. And there was gobs of laughter. And seriously, I thought someone was going to get hurt, that we were going to have to surgically remove someone from somewhere because of grabbing spoons. That was the most fun I ever had playing spoons in my entire life, with some of the best people that I spent with in my life. You guys are great, and those memories are priceless. I started slowing down and being more sensible about my drinking after, you know, a few episodes had happened in college. Nothing, you know, major, but just, you know, usually I found that it was best for me to throw up, because if I did, I wasn't quite as hungover. And then, of course, you know, aspirin and, you know, plenty of water, of course, because, you know, you need to rehydrate. And, you know, there's a couple times I'd say, hey, I need, you know, some Tylenol or aspirin or something. But one night somebody gave me some fucking Coracetin-D and I felt like shit the next day. And it's like, after that, you know, you just kind of started backing off, because it's like, you know, maybe I need to be more sensible about this, because, you know, you don't really know. And that was kind of before the whole, you know, not that I expected it, because, you know, I was very selective on who I actually drank with. You know, I did have some, you know, wits about me, but I kind of backed off a little bit, of course. And then, of course, you know, after I graduated and after I moved to Indy, I was sharing an apartment with a very good friend of mine who, you know, I really didn't know it, but, you know, she had an alcohol problem, and, you know, and that kind of made me kind of take a big step back. And I never really had, I liked drinking, but it was never really one of those things that's like, oh my God, I gotta get a party, I gotta go get drunk. I mean, I was just never like that, you know, only because, you know, you feel like crap, man. You just feel like shit. And I just decided, you know, I would rather smoke pot, because, you know, at least it don't make you fucking sick. And the only thing you do is just raid the fucking refrigerator. So I kind of backed off a little bit more. I started having more cocktails, you know. My older sister Bear and I, we would have cocktails. We would make these chi-chis, and, you know, they were so fun, you know. We would get trashed on those, but we would enjoy a cocktail here and there. But I started, you know, drinking a little bit more with some friends. My born and bred breakfast people, you know. The more time we spent together, you know, we just decided to start, you know, one day, you know, our social butterfly showed up with, you know, cocktails, and we just, you know, started drinking cocktails in the morning every once in a while. Not every day, every weekend, but, you know, in the winter time, you know, it was cool, you know, we'd bring bourbon and shit like that. But, you know, we kind of had to figure, you know, when you get older, you got to figure out what your limitations are. And one morning our social butterfly brought cocktails, and we made these, I don't even know what the fuck they were. They were like margaritas or something, and they had pineapple in them. And, you know, she had soaked the pineapple, and I kid you not, you know, the fruit had actually, you know, kind of, you know, picked up a lot of the alcohol. And we start drinking, and, you know, we're laughing, and I'm like, you know, guys, I'm getting trashed. And I figured out I really wasn't drinking that much, but I was eating the fucking fruit. And, you know, I mean, I get trashed. So by the time we get into the bakery, I mean, you know, I'm feeling pretty fucking good by then. I mean, I'm not like stumbling or anything, but I'm very, very happy. Very, very happy. I love my friends. And I just remember, you know, Jen the baker come out, and she was talking to us, you know, because, you know, being our, you know, our little front of the line club, you know, and I was loving on her, and she was just wonderful. And I'm like, the next thing I know, I'm like hugging her, and we're walking around, and it's like, you know, after that, my friends are like, you know what, fucking Rhonda, you know, you can drink, but no more fucking fruit. But the funny thing is every time we seem to have a get together, we always seem to have some sort of, our new thing is now sangria, and there's always fucking fruit in it. But yet, you know, they say, don't eat the fruit, Rhonda, but yet they always sometimes encourage me to eat the fruit. But again, I know my limitations, and I don't eat as much fruit as I used to, but the fruit is just so fucking good. It's kind of hard to resist. Thankfully, of course, because we, you know, did eat a little bit before we actually left, and, you know, I was able to kind of sober up a little bit, and I had some water, so I was good for the rest of the day. But I love getting together with my friends, but you know, I do know a little bit of limitations, you know. Yeah. So now they're like, stay away from the fucking fruit. So the toughest thing to learn when you're drinking and when you get older is tolerance. You know, you have to remember that you're not as young as you used to be. And of course, that we don't recover as well as we used to. And I learned that lesson the hard way and learned a little humility in the process not too long ago. I've been drinking more wine here lately because only because I have really good fucking friends, and they, you know, you end up with a case of wine, you know, and decent wine and or good wine, and you kind of I've find myself now drinking more wine then. But actually my preferred alcohol, I prefer liquor, because, you know, they say liquor is quicker, and you know, when I want to drink, I want a drink. Usually when I'm drinking, I'm having, you know, I'm trying to relax a little bit, and give me liquor, because, you know, I just like it. I like bourbon. I'm okay with rum, but you know, Captain Morgan is my favorite rum. I do like the Captain Morgan. Yeah, got a little captain in me. But my preferred is tequila. Yeah, I know you've heard all kinds of crazy stories about tequila and all that kind of fun stuff, but I actually do prefer tequila, and you know, good ones. I mean, they're nice and smooth, and they're just nice. And so, I had a friend not that long ago who was coming home from his weekend, and he's like, hey, you want tequila? And I'm like, fuck yeah. Hell yeah, I want tequila. And I've been laughing, you know. I'm like, you know, we need to have some drinks sometime. And so he's like, well, I'll be there not too long, you know, not too much longer. And, you know, we'll do some day drinking. And I'm like, day drinking? What the fuck? You know, what's that? And it's like, okay. So, you know, I'm like, it's 4:30 in the afternoon, or it's in the afternoon. Okay, we'll drink. Okay. You know, it'll be a short evening, a short day at least. And so he comes over, and he's got a fucking liter of tequila. And I'm like, what the hell? So we start drinking and doing shots, you know, because he's like, no margaritas, man. We're doing tequila. And, you know, there's no lime, no salt. We're just shooting it. So we start doing shots and shooting the shit and talking about business and crazy ass shit like that. And the next thing you know, we're sitting there and we're watching. He's like, let's watch some funny. Do you like cookie shows? Let's watch some funny shows. So we pull up YouTube and we get to watching this friend of his that, or someone that he knew when he was going to college, and who's now doing this show. And I swear I've seen the guy on Travel Channel. I mean, his name is Bert, and he's done some, I've seen him before. Funny as fuck. And these men were cooking some wild ass shit, and it was just funny. So we were sitting there laughing, and the next thing I know, I'm standing up and I'm standing in front of the television and I'm talking, and I'm thinking, okay, you're kind of getting a little, you need to back off a little bit, because, you know, she's going to be coming over and you're going to be putting some shit together. And it's like, okay. I don't even know what happened after that point. I just know that few hours later, I woke up, and I remember, I'm having flashbacks. I remember sitting on the floor and taking a bit of a nap, and then the next thing you know, I'm in the shower, and it's like, my head is laying up against the shower, and it's like, why am I in the shower? And then, at 12:30 that night, I woke up, and I'm like, I was naked, I was in my bed, I was covered up, but there was a bucket on the floor, there was Gatorade by my bedside, and my phone was there, and I'm like, what the fuck? You know, I learned tolerance, of course. So I'm texting my friend. I'm like, what the hell happened? She's laughing. She's like, you passed out. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, why am I naked? She goes, you had to take a shower. You threw up on yourself. I'm like, so the story is I threw up on myself. Of course. Threw up on myself. I walked in my living room. There was furniture scattered all over the place, and I'm like, my drill was out and it was scattered everywhere. And I'm like, it looks like a cyclone hit it. What happened? And I'm like, what did I miss? And so, yeah, long story short, Rhonda got trashed. Rhonda threw up on herself. They had to put Rhonda in the shower. And thankfully, the good friends I have took care of me, got me in bed, got me all situated, had me some drinks, you know, because I knew I'd probably wake up. And You know, it's like, so, you know, I'm like, how did I get naked? What the hell? And I found out, and like I said, you know, they had to put me in the shower and shit. So, she left before I got out of the shower. So, of course, it was up to my friend to get me out of the shower. And I can only imagine the annoying shit that I was doing. And, you know, again, humility. He did call and check on me the next day, and I did laugh. It's like, you know, now that you've seen me naked as friends, you know, we're into a whole new level of friendship, you know, I'm like, a whole new respect or a whole new avenue of dignity and respect here. And thankfully, like I said, no harm was done. My dignity was somewhat maintained. Like I said, even though I was a little humiliated that, you know, but you know what? Lesson learned, your tolerance, fuck, isn't what it used to be. And, so quit drinking, too much tequila and avoid the fruit. Again, hard lessons to learn, but you know what? When you think of the hangover the next day, I felt like crap. I mean, I would work a little bit. I almost thought about calling in sick. I would work a little bit. And then I had to lay down for like 20 minutes and get up and work again. But I assure you that my day the next day was spent, the only thing I ate was toast, because it's the only thing you can tolerate. Great for your diet, not. I drank a lot of water, and thankfully I had some Gatorade too, and it took me, I think I had a salad that night for dinner, but I was, and my stomach just wasn't quite the same. So, note to self, you can't fucking drink like you used to. All right, move on from there. So word to the wise, of course, if you're going to be day drinking, make sure you got good friends around you who can take care of you. And, you know, I have found out there is a song that, you know, tequila makes your clothes fall off. I can truly say that now. Tequila did make my clothes fall off, but I'm not sure if I'll be drinking that much tequila again, of course, ever, or maybe not even in the near future. You know what? Take it in stride, folks. You know what? It's a great life. Let's continue to live it and just keep moving forward. It's been a great week for me. Some insightful things have happened. Great things going on right now. And I, of course, have all of you to thank. Keep listening. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter. You can also leave a message on my Facebook page. Leave me a comment. In the show notes, there's a way that you can leave me a voice message. I would sure love to hear from you. I love the messages I'm getting on Facebook from friends and even people that I don't know that well that making comments and just telling me how just listening to my podcast just sparked a memory in them. And that's what we want to do, is we want to keep our memories alive in some ways and learn from that. And as ever, we just keep moving forward. We all know that forward is never a straight line. Enjoy the curves, my friends, but stay in your lane. Until next time.